Blog Talk Radio.
I was telling you about that this morning, how this thing keeps coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Most thing ain't good.
Okay, I see.
Thank you.
Thank you.
faith only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get outraged. Yeah. Bad is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger will operate. Then you gotta have love to set it straight. Take the soul of your mind and meditate. Make your soul gravitate to the love,
somebody keep telling me no,
This is the Broad Talk radio station coming out of California, inviting people to come and worship one God and take away the images so the world can get back on its feet, for the world to start living like human beings again. We like to open my Broad Talk radio station up again in peace and with a prayer call and Fatiha. You're only going to say it in the Arabic language. But the name of God, God is most gracious, God is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment, in which we all live alone, do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue always showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We thank Allah for this Broad Talk radio station. And we was just about it. We was on time. Nobody was on. When we there, happened, we played music. So all praise are due to Allah for this opportunity to continue to stress the importance of moving images. This is the number one. Of the Ten Commandments. This is the first commandment. First two commandments, don't make no image of God. And don't make nothing in the water, up in the sky, or on earth. And then call to God. God has warned us through scripture not to do that. But man paid very little attention. And man went on and did it anyway. And we can see the problem that that could have caused. All the bloodshed, all the murder, all the stealing, all the cheating, and all of the ungodliness that have caused because the image was raised up. Now, our job is to get rid of the image so we can live in this earth together, especially our next generation, because the people who made the image is now going after the children with another image, an image of music, an image of violence, an image of filthy music that a dog should not be listened to, an image of everybody taking their clothes off, people being homosexual. All these images are coming at our children, and they are getting our children as long as we are not sitting down and let them know what's going on. As long as we let them do what and see whatever they want to, they'll be influenced by Satan. And Satan started that, not obeying your mama and your father. All that come from the public school that ran by Satan. I don't know why anybody would put their children in a public school when the public schools are raising demons, are raising disrespectful children, wearing disrespectful clothes, having disrespectful programs like Christmas and Halloween, and all these disrespectful to the Creator himself, having a Halloween party at the school, or having a lie about God, Santa Claus coming down the chimney, Rudolph the Red. All these lies are given to our children from the public school. Mary had a little lamb, and his feet were white as snow. All this filth to come out to make people think that there's some white people on earth. And because they used to have the fountain said white and colored. All of us got a color. And we weren't allowed to think like that. Everybody got a color. And their color has never been white. Their color has always been pink and red. But we wouldn't call them red. Why? Because we was afraid that they would fire us, hang us, burn our house down. So there had been no white people. We had told them that long time ago. Maybe they would be a better people, but they had pumped their head up and gave them the idea that this whole earth belongs to them. And we called their image up in the world as God. So we thank Almighty God for this Broad Talk radio station coming out of California, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad. And we meet at STEM school, Sister Claire Muhammad School and W.D. Muhammad High, all over in every neighborhood, especially in the neighborhood that want to be saved from the evil that this world is displaying every night and every day through the radio, movies, the magazine, the TV. They're explaining, they're expressing evil. And they make evil seem fair. They make evil seem respectful. How can you be an unevil person and you walk around with all them tattoos and rings coming out your nose? You look awful. But the whole world is turning to this evil way of doing things. Tattoos. I seen grandma with a tattoo. I seen daughter with a tattoo. I seen the poorest people in the world with a tattoo all over their body. They are hungry. They got to spend money to buy food. But they don't have enough money to buy food because they don't put a tattoo or they don't put a bottle of ink in their body. So who you think been chosen to warn them? And God said he warned the people. How do he warn? He warned them through people. You have to have courage. You have to have love for the people to warn them. You just can't say that God going to save them and save us, and ain't going to save them. Allah said he save whoever he please. He love all his creation. But when Satan get through tampering with his creation, keep tampering with his creation, then the people who woke up, their job is to notify or warn the other people. Just like Paul Revere warned the British that, warn the people that the bridge was coming. We have to warn the people that Satan is in the people. It's in Caucasian, Japanese, German, African-American people, no matter. It's in all of the people who disobey God. God said he loved those who do right. And you disobeying God by holding the image or by holding a lifestyle that you shouldn't even be dealing with. You should be involved in that kind of lifestyle. Scripture telling you directly to stay away from that lifestyle. But when the human being came here, we have to be a reminder that there is life after death. It's like there's life after sleep. They're going to wake up in the real reality, and the real reality, they're going to wake up in front of their creator. And they're going to have to answer. All of us got to answer from the day we born to the day we die. Answer for what we did. So we want to do right and ask Allah for forgiveness. We say Allah say he's offering forgiveness. And Allah say he's most merciful to his creation. Nobody can save anybody until they want to save themselves. So that's the word we should be putting out on the streets. Yeah. You can't nobody save you. You ain't going to stay at the look stuff. Jesus can't save you. And according to your book, Jesus didn't even save himself. So I got one to raise his hand. I think this brother Muhammad from Columbus, I'm going to bring him up and let him share what he had to say for about 12 or 15 minutes. Brother Muhammad, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I'm making. We got your hand up, and I know you got something to say, so I'm going to get out the way and let you say it.
Inshallah. Yeah. Anyway, I'd like to start off. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashadu wa la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad ar-Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank again Allah for permitting us to be in this message of concern. And we know that in the message of concern, being very blunt with it, this lie of this prefab individual named Jesus Christ. Everybody knows the story. Everybody know it ain't real, including those who call themselves Christians. They know it's not true. but it, the influence, psychological effect it has on them, and the power that it gives them is the reason why they continue to hold on to it. Because they have never learned the true of who in truth Almighty God Allah is. Because they have been dealing with a contaminated scripture given to them by someone else who was a rebellious people against themselves, didn't want to know God. They wrestled with the authority and the type of relationship that if they accepted about their creator, they would have to hear and obey. And with their free will and Satan edging them on, made them rebellious. So it's one of the schemes of the Shaitan that the world has not woke up to yet. It's like we have been told by Allah through our leader, Imam Warfi Muhammad, that the key is in language. See, even now, everybody still on this earth, including Muslims, that's why they have not established the proper worship, the proper model, example of the leadership that Almighty God, Allah, gave them in the life of Prophet Muhammad yet. They have went back to another logic and rationale of what God is, who God is, etc., that still comes from their past false worship. Still, if you listen to the language how people talk about that, you hear people talk about ghosts in their language. They talk about an emotional God, a human God, even though they know they're talking about something they can't see. That is the message of concern that Almighty God Allah is trying to tell us, that all human beings, until you submit final revelation, the final opportunity to understand that there is no God, nothing like him, no one even near him, and your past education, oppression, false concept of who and what God is, what God's power is, and what God's relation is to the human being, and everything like that, you will be surprised how everybody still don't realize in this world today, the reason why Christianity is the number one influence in the world when it comes to religious concepts is because we are still looking at God in a spooky way. We're still looking at Allah in a way that gives him human characteristics, human logic, human concerns, etc. When we know that when we read the Quran, there is nothing. You can't even conceive him. You have to trust what he has created us in our hearts, in our makeup. When he, if using that terminology, or the angels relate to us, let us know this is a superior spirit or image that comes to our mind. But still, Satan knows that the education that he has put on the human family makes us reach back to the contaminated concept of God. And we'll be talking with a split personality. Tongue. Straddling the fence, et cetera, et cetera. Because we still have an emotional stimuli in the image that we have in our intellect of who God is. Because we will not obey God. If the Muslim world, if the Jewish world, use that terminology, or the people of the Torah, if the people of the Injil and the Bible, if they really submit with sincerity, they will see very easy that we all are one soul, that we come from one soul, that we all one humanity, that we must love each other to please God, and in return God will bless. They will know those things instead of halfway knowing them now. And Satan is right there all the time making them have a false relationship with their concept of who a lie is. That's why lies came and made it clear that regardless of where you go at in this world, from nine on you had to call him Allah. That's his name. That's what he wants us to know him by. No other name, no, not to please anybody. I shouldn't call him God just to please people who don't learn the Arabic. All they got to do is learn their name is Allah. All they do is just say Allah. And if they yield to that, that's enough to make Allah, inshallah, Allah, Allah, he will let them know more. Because they'll be submitting and not trying to have Allah's name compromised and give it another identity, a split identity, a triple identity when they're talking. That's why everybody don't want to listen to each other, because when they talk about Allah, they talk about it in so many concrete, human and spiritual and unexplainable language that nobody believes, nobody really believes. So they don't know. They wind up not knowing. And that is why everybody is slow. How in the world can you disobey your creator if you really understand who he is or what it is and what it has done by creating us? How can you? It's impossible unless you still have the wrong image, emotional, spirit, psychological concept of how great and how wonderful it is to know in your psyche, in your intellect, in your way that Allah communicates to us, that you know this is the source of your creation. We will be quick to be obeyed. We see people die every day. We see people do this. So we know the power of the creator of all the world, but we don't fear him. Because we still look at him from the Christian concept of the contaminated Bible and books that man has tampered with. And we have fell in love with this false knowledge because it makes us feel like we know something. When in actuality, we will never know nothing. Only thing we will know in our reality as human beings is what's right and what's wrong. And if it wasn't for the angels, we wouldn't know that. How can we disobey of Imam Warbi Muhammad? How can we ignore the creation of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? May Allah be pleased with both of them. How can we not be on the straight way? Why do we keep turning around? Why do we think we owe history our allegiance when our salvation, using that terminology, is in the future? What makes us think that someone who beat you, robbed you, killed you, stabbed you, and is still in their character, it put in the right position because of how much good they practice? If they reject the concept that Allah is God, that Al-Islam is the only way of life that he wants all of us to live or live up under or be protected by, etc. What was the purpose of him creating Al-Islam if it doesn't mean anything? Especially told to those who say they are of the Al-Islamic faith. So we have to, again, do two things. Invite our Arabic scholars, because if they want to or not, they come and share with us the inspiration,
the image of what the Quranic Arabic gives them, because it is the best concept of a law. Not English, French, German, etc. We will just hear and obey because we got good common sense. We're not dumb. We don't have to sell this false image of Jesus Christ by calling him Jesus Christ. That is a disrespect to what we know. When we know the man's name is Prophet Esau, we are hurting the people who we're trying to help. Because we are still giving them a partial, false reality of Allah, life, and everything else. And Shaitan is laughing because he's the one keeping this unbalanced concept going as long as we turn around and listen to history. History is gone. Only Allah has given every human being on this earth the opportunity to know what lies in the future for them if they hear and obey. He's given us the final way to be in peace, freedom, justice, and equality, prosperity, if we stay within the footsteps of our human example, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we follow the guidance of the Arabia in the Quran, because we already have the ability to say it in any kind of language, because there's a Muslim in every corner of this planet where people are, and they are sharing with them to the best of their ability the language that those people speak, telling them about what's going to save their life if they can get rid of falsehood, if they just only accept the true concept of who Allah is, which we know nobody can because Allah has told us. But he's given us a book, and he's given us a human example. We don't have to talk about the other prophets. They're all in Prophet Muhammad. If we tell the world about Prophet Muhammad and his character, whether they want to hear it or not, whether we want to hear it or not, it will still be the best thing to do so that people can say, I see what you're talking about, man. I understand. I see the difference between Prophet Muhammad and that man, this Prophet Muhammad and that. They will see the difference. So it's very important, because we know Allah can bring this to a conclusion at any time, and I mean at any minute. And he done told us, don't be caught with the wrong concept, the wrong worship, the wrong modelization clear in the Quran, in the life example of Prophet Muhammad. This is what we're supposed to be sharing to the outside world, because they already know, but they need an example out of the service of Allah who are responsible for delivering this message. But do you see how immature, childish, angry, deceitful? All they had to do is lay back and watch the Muslims and listen to the Muslims, and they'll see how divided, how racially discriminating, how confused we are. So we think Allah is our buddy. Some of them do. Some of them think we got Allah wrapped around his fingers. Some of them think that Allah is Jesus Christ. And it is really scary to know and see other human beings suffer when we know the truth. And put our trust in the unknown. That's what a lot of them say, when you have to believe in the unseen, because he's unseen. No one will ever, 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 ever see or understand this power, this reality that has given us life. Nobody will. You have to take the books and the human beings he has raised up and used as an example. of his, for lack of better English word, of his power, of his might. Our top seers are so well from the top seers of Allah, and very few of us study the top seers of Allah like we should. And this is what he says. We really want to go by what somebody else says. And even those who say what he say, we have to be careful how he say it, because we know he has given us an example that even the reciter, in the most elegant, beautiful way, telling the world about what Allah say, was really doing it for his own self, and wind up going straight to the hellfire. Same way it was about one who's pursuing his money, but they think they have a right few of it on something personal when it's supposed to be spent in the way of setting other slaves free like Allah freed us. Bilal didn't get up and start just gathering money. And he wasn't one of the guys who ran down off the hill to get the booty. There's much wisdom and a better image of what's going on around us if we just
only
live this way of life.
Okay.
I appreciate that, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your information. Let's bring up Brother Sujah, and then we'll bring up Sister Quran. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Sujah. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Sujah. You're Mackinac.
Walaikum as-salam.
Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah.
You got it.
Hey, Allah, Akbar. We didn't have a meeting today. So, alhamdulillah.
Glad to have you here.
Yes, sir. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there's only one creator. There's only one God. There's only one Allah. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, the messenger of Allah, he's God's filler. And I bear witness that Christ Jesus is the prophet of Allah. He's God's messenger. Abraham, Moses, all these great men, Lot, Noah, all these great men was God's servant. All of them prayed to God and bear witness that there was only one God. Brothers and sisters, I'd just like to read a little bit from the Quran in reference to Jesus. Jesus and his mother. Praises be to Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, most merciful. This is in the Surah 19. They call it Maryam in Arabic, Mary in English. It's called who you're talking to. Alhamdulillah. I'm going to start at Surah 19, Ayat 15, with Allah's name, most gracious and most merciful. Allah asked us not to go into this Quran, reading this Quran, without seeking his protection. I know many of us go into the book and we read it just like it's a regular book. I also believe he's in the Shaitan Rajim. I seek refuge in Allah against the rejected Satan. Relate in the book the story of Mary when she withdrew from her family your place in the east.
Freedom
card. And that's the balance in this. Somebody trying to come in?
Oh, so this is, oh, you want the balance printed out for that one, huh?
Yeah, thanks. Let me get
that
out for
you.
One second. All right,
Simulator.
Could you mute the phone? Somebody needs to mute the phone. Yeah.
Somebody mute
the phone. Somebody have your phone on and need to mute it.
Okay. I think they done it.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. What I'm getting ready to talk about is the bear witness. That's many people don't realize. Many people done got Islam, and they don't know which way to go with it.
This one is to that card there.
Yes. They don't know which way to go with the religion.
This is one to make the picture. Yes. Okay.
The application of the religion, you got to do it with the people.
Oh, yeah. So you think of me?
Out in the society. You got to apply to the people out in the society, the people in your community.
Okay. All right. Thank
you. You can't come to the people talking something that,
what do you mean?
That you guess about.
Okay. Beautiful.
That is mythology. You can't bring the people's myth and bring the people's allegory and symbols and signs as though it's real.
Okay,
it's not
you guys.
Real. Now we done talked on this program 1,000 times to let you know that Constantine at the Council of Nicaea is the one that brought another Jesus to us. And we brought it to the peoples in a way where they could understand what we're saying. They brought another Jesus. And they said that this Jesus is the Son of God, or this Jesus is God. But I can't eliminate Jesus, the Son of Mary. That was it. That's in the grand. Mary said, she said, I seek refuge from thee to Allah, most gracious. Come not near if thou doest fear Allah. He said, nay, I'm only a messenger from thy Lord to announce to thee the gift of a righteous son. She said, how shall I have a son? Now, this is letting you know it's real. There was a Jesus. There is a Jesus. She said, how shall I have a son, seeing that no man has touched me? And I am not unchaste. He said, so it will be said. I mean, so it will be. As our Lord said, that is easy for me. And we wish to appoint him, talking about Jesus, as a sign unto men and a mercy from us. It is a matter so decreed. So she conceived him. And she retired with him to a remote place. And the pain of childbirth. And the pain of childbirth drove her to the trunk of a palm tree. She cried in her anguish. Ah, Would that I had died before this. Would that I had been a thing forgotten and out of sight. But a voice cried to her from beneath the palm tree, grieve not, for thy Lord hath provided a rivulet beneath thee. And shake towards thyself the trunk of the palm tree. It will let fall fresh ripe dates upon thee. So eat and drink. And cool thine eye. And if thou doest see any human, say, I have vowed a fast to Allah, most gracious. And this day would I enter into no talk with any human being. At length she brought the babe to her people. This is talking about Jesus. Mary brought the baby to her people, carrying him in her arms. They said, oh, Mary, truly an amazing thing has thou brought. O sister of Aaron, thy father was not a man of evil, nor thy mother a woman unchaste. But she pointed out to the babe. They said, how can we talk to one who is a child in the cradle? They talking to Jesus now. They asking Jesus, how could we talk to one who is a child in the cradle? This is what Jesus said. He said, I am indeed a servant of Allah. Now he's a baby now in the cradle. I am indeed a servant of Allah. He has given me revelation and made me a prophet. This is Jesus. This for the people that don't think that Jesus exists. And most of the time what they are talking about, they're talking about the false prophet, Jesus. Also, there's a real Jesus. So we want to make sure that the people is not confused when the person is trying to give you an idea that Jesus don't exist, that we don't even have to concentrate on him. We do. Because there's a real Jesus. And this is what Jesus said. I am indeed a servant of Allah. He has given me revelation. That means revealed knowledge. And made me a prophet. And he has blessed me. Excuse me. And he had made me blessed whatsoever I be. And had enjoined on me prayer and charity as long as I live. He does the same thing that we do. Pray to Allah. Give charity. You know? He had made me kind to my mother and not overbearing or miserable. So peace is on me the day I was born, the day that I die, and the day that I shall be raised up to life again. Such was Jesus, the son of Mary. It is a statement of truth. And now, what I said is the truth. Now, if you go against this, you're going against the law. It is a statement of truth about which they vainly dispute. It is not befitting to the majesty of Allah that he should beget a son. Glory be to him. When he determined a matter, he only say to it, be, and it is. So Allah is saying that he don't have to go through the same process that we as human beings go through in order to have a son. All he had to say, be, and it's coming to existence. Very Allah is my Lord and your Lord. Him therefore serve ye. This is the way that is straight. But the sect differ among themselves. And woe to the unbeliever because of the common judgment of a momentous day. How plainly will they see and hear the day that they will appear before us. I'm almost through. For the unjust today are in error manifest. So you go against this, Allah said you in a manifest error. But warn them of the day of distress, when the matter will be determined. For behold, they are negligent and they do not believe. It is we who will inherit the earth. Allahu Akbar. And all being therefrom, their own, to us will they all be returned. Sallallahu Kazim, surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. So when we talk about Jesus and we try to clear up the lie, but we got to let the people know the truth. We just can't stay on the lie. We got to bring them the truth so they won't get it confused that Jesus don't exist, that the real Jesus tried to portray God, that the real Jesus tried to say he's the Son of God. And they have another. I had in here what Jesus, God asked Jesus, did you teach the people to worship you instead of worshiping me? And Jesus said, never did I say such a thing. If I had said it, you would have known. They are your servants. So we had to teach the truth. We had to let the people know that Jesus did exist, and Jesus is the prophet of Almighty God. He's God's prophet. And we're not talking about that Jesus that they got the image out there. We're not talking about him. We're not talking about that Jesus that they saying is God or is the Son of God. The Jesus that they got on the cross, that they crucified. We're not talking about him. God said in the Quran that they brag and they boast that they killed Jesus. But Allah said they killed him not. But it was made to appear to them, but they killed him not. Allah said he made it appear that they killed him, but they killed Jesus Christ. They did not kill Jesus Christ. Allah said he protected his servant. So those that teach that type of teaching don't have nothing to stand up on, brothers and sisters. They don't have no real fact. And Allah said there's going to come a time where they're going to be getting the hell fire. There's going to come a time that Allah going to give them the hell fire. So they can't just keep teaching their lie, brothers and sisters, without believing, without understanding that they're going to get punished from God. One of the worst sins that we can commit is setting up partners with God. It's saying that God got a partner, that God got an equal. That's somebody that's equal to God. That's something out of creation is God. They got this preacher saying that God is a spirit. How could God be a spirit? How could he be a spirit And God himself said that he breathed, told the human being, after I breathe my spirit into you, that you're going to become a living soul. Spirit, brothers and sisters, is creation. Spirit is creation. It's simple there. I'm talking to Muslims. Spirit is creation. And there's no way God could be creation. Matter of fact, in the Quran, under the jinn, Allah had spirit. Defined jinn as spirit. And I can see that. I can see that just by knowing how we react when we got different types of spirit in us. When we don't control the spirit that's in us.
Well, wake up.
I know Prophet Muhammad said he made his spirit a Muslim. So brothers and sisters, we thank Allah. If there's any question on anything that I said and it wasn't clear, please ask me the question. Came here in peace and going to leave in peace. Wa assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Bring up Hameen, that's we busy. He really got his hand raised. But I mean, Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. I must be busy. Okay, so bring Sister Karan up. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Karan.
What a God salam.
Sorry you had to hold your hand up so long, but you got it.
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I was listening to Brother Muhammad when he was speaking. And he had said something that I just wanted to see, did I get that correctly? Because I was taught that, I had to write this down. Let me see. I was taught that Islam. And then I even got on the computer and looked it up. Islam is the fastest growing religion worldwide, not Christianity, Islam, and also I heard him talking about the prophets. It is written that Allah says that all the prophets are equal. He did not. I don't want to use the word make, but one is no better than the other. All of them are equal. I can do that. That's all I want to say.
Oh, Agba.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Sister Karan. Excellent what you said. And I too believe the same way that Islam is the fastest religion because the lies are coming to an end. And Allah said everybody he created was a Muslim. And they stopped being Muslim when they fall into the wrong environment. So Jesus was a Muslim. And now you can call him Musa. That's the name
that the people got to understand. We speak to the people in the language they understand. So that's what we try to do. Allah tells us to do that. Speak in the people in the language they can understand. I can't go out quoting Arabic out in the public to the people and think I'm gonna get an audience. People gonna see me as somebody speaking in tongues. They can't understand tongues. So we speak to people in the language they can understand. And I'm sorry that what Suja said that Brother Muhammad, as soon as Suja started talking, I think that's being disrespectful to drop his get off the air for what he has said. He'll give nobody a chance to respond to what he said. That's not the way of a Muslim. A Muslim is not that kind of person. So I don't know what he's talking about, Muslim this and that. You can't speak. I can't speak for every Muslim. Now, I hope he do come back to close out. But he didn't stay here to listen to Suja. I thought that was very disrespectful. But anyway, we're gonna keep working with him because he can't understand him. He ain't got no Quran. Don't speak that kind of language and stand on that kind of language he's speaking. Calling Christianity illegitimate religion. It's a world known religion, but so many lives been put with it. They just got to be straightened out, and we've been chosen to straighten out all the lies. That's what Majestic do. He come to revive all the religion, and we have opportunity to help revive all of the religion. You can be a good Christian and go to paradise. You can be a good Jew or a good Muslim. All you got to do is worship God in spirit and truth and treat everybody right. That's all you have to do. That's what the scripture says. Don't make no image of God and treat everybody right. Be a good mother, good father. Don't steal, don't lie. That's treating everyone right. Everybody equal and respectful. Treat people kindly. It's like saying, treat the people like you want to be treated. You don't want to hit nobody upside the head, and then you don't want nobody to hit you upside the head. That's not being equal. So we got a good understanding because we have the Quran to stand on. Jesus had a mother. Now, what Christians are not doing is not following the language of the Bible. When the Bible says Jesus said one going to come after him and lead us in all truth, they ain't touching that. The true Christian will bring that out. But the false Christian, people who've been misled by the leaders they have over them, they ain't going to touch that scripture there. But Jesus said, many shall come in my name and lead you wrongly. He said many of them speak with their tongue, but what is not in their heart. So he telling them. So he said one gonna come and lead us on all truth. We know that's no other than Prophet Muhammad, but they ain't gonna say that because they elude their congregation. That's what they say. So they not gonna say that. So we have to say it. We have to spread the word. We have to in their lies. The wrong thing is Gino didn't say that Jesus is God. He might say that's what Gino said. He can't show us what Jesus saved himself. Then give you a false picture, he died for our sins. If that were true, why are we still sinning? He didn't die for our sin. That really don't make no sense. How could a man die for your sin and you sin and you, because what kind of sin you do, you get people turn the light on you. you cheated on your wife or did something right, and they tell people that you did that, people ain't going to respect you and like you too much no more. So Jesus didn't die for nobody. There ain't no evidence of that. And you can't prove that. Like Sister John said, you can't prove a lie. You can prove the truth, but you cannot prove a lie. A lie will always backfire. It always would go, when you put the light on, it always would disappear. A lie cannot stand the truth of light. It cannot stand for it. So, okay, Sister Karan, you got something else you want to say? Before I bring Brother Hameen back up?
Yes, I do. I was thinking, I said to myself, and may Allah forgive me if I'm just not saying anything right, but I said to myself, I said, I like Muhammad. He's a good soldier.
Why we tell the truth.
He's a good soldier. That's why I said, Alhamdulillah, that's why I said to myself, I like him. He's a good soldier. But we have to speak the truth.
Well, that's right. We have to speak to the light.
Because falsehood will always fall. You get up there and you will always fall with falsehood. So we have to speak the truth. Alhamdulillah. That's all we do. As long as we speak the truth, that's it.
That's right.
That's it. You got to speak the truth. That's it. Muslims, one thing I remember Brother Hameen asked me, he said, I could say almost for 10 years in Los Angeles, boy, we soldiers. When we came to the masjid, we did not gossip. The first thing we took out was gossip. Because gossiping was a sin. That's a sin. But the first thing we took out, we came there because when Muslims come together, they come together to do right. I should never come up to you and say, let's go do this. I should never come up to you and say that. I should never come up to you with nothing. You got man's law. They got God's law, and we honor both of those laws, but God's law rules over all laws, and you got to remember, America honors the natural law, and the natural law is God's law. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. Thank you, Sister Karan. I see you did. You have Brother Hameen.
And then you have...
So make up a
cream that you want to use on your face. It would be okay with this, right?
Because that's a toner. That's basically like cleans up your face.
So let me, Suja, you got it. Suja.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Just hang on.
Okay. Yeah, well, it got some air. You can put that coffee and bean pie down for a few more minutes.
I was sad. Yes, I have some stuff in the refrigerator. I can't do it. I'm doing
it. Happens.
Live by. I think that we help each other.
That's right.
You know, we help each other. We want peoples that own this here message of concern. When we hear them talk, we want to feel feel satisfied. It's just like me being out there.
Right.
You see. But we should never have the spirit that somebody's against you.
Yeah.
You think you know more than everybody.
Yeah.
All that old crazy spirit. That crazy spirit. You can have that type of spirit. You know, if I start reading the Quran, I have asked the brothers and sisters, if I just start reading the Quran without seeking Allah's protection, saying, I udu bilahi mina shaitan rajim, I seek refuge in Allah against rejected Satan. Before I start reading the Quran, just say, Supreme Allah. subhanAllah, and I'm going to pick it up from there. You know, it's just like I missed them in my prayer. You say subhanAllah, I got to think. I don't miss something. I don't forgot something. You know. But when somebody corrects a person, and they come at you real evil, you know, you're a troublemaker.
Yeah.
You've always been a troublemaker. I said, wow, that's real deep. That's real deep. It's just like you. I was teaching that then, and the brother asked me, Shuda, do you believe that you are a prophet?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you, I thought you remember that. But ask me, do I believe I was a prophet?
Yeah, he says that you're from
the
Yeah. Yeah, they try to make you backtrack, so make you want to turn around and do something different. That's what they try to do. Get you to be
idolized.
Yeah.
It seems like they be trying to stop you doing what you're doing. You know, like you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing. You know. So alhamdulillah, we gonna get ourselves straight one day.
I had to go down to Athens yesterday to my daughter at an operation. But she's doing all right.
Yeah.
She's recovering. And I went down there. I went to the dollar store because my wife needed stock from this Caucasian woman. When I had this Cooper cap on, he said, my husband got a bunch of those kind of caps. She said, where'd it come from? I said, lady, I'd be honest with you, I don't know where it come from. What it does make me a better American. And I said, and the reason for because I am a human being from Adam. So I said that to her, and she said, thank you. And you talk. So when I got outside, she came out there. She said, those people say that you were defending. I said, no, I wasn't. I wasn't defending.
They said that you what?
What did she say? The lady at the cash register told her that I defended. I was offended from what she said. I said, no,
oh,
ma'am.
What you're talking, what it is. We're supposed to be talking about Islam. I'm really serious. This is how, and that is right. And then you say, oh, this is right. We have to practice that which is right. That's how we made it. And this is serious.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to know how. I always, you know, pray to Allah that I go before my children. I don't want to know how it feels to lose a child. I don't want to know how to feel to certain things, you know. So all that I'm going to say is just right now, dude, that's what we're supposed to be talking about. And I remember Brother Muhammad, he said that to me. He said, we're supposed to be doing this. We're supposed to, that's what we do. See, and those are the things, when we come together to do right. And then I said to myself, what all you talking about? Tell me right now what Allah says. What Allah says about what we are doing right now, even the Quran. I know you brothers know because you guys are the Dawah team.
Each one of us got a book. Each one of us got a book in our, every one of us got a book of our life.
Yeah.
We don't know the angel got it.
No,
and
excuse me, brother. I'm not trying to interrupt you. I just want to know what Allah says. Just tell me what Allah says, you know, just say Allah says this, you know, this is what I want to know. I just want to know right now what Allah says.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you be out there doing dawah, that's one of the questions that you be out there doing dawah, and then you be asking questions. If Allah bless, I have dreams that I be right there in the audience, and I say, what did Allah say?
Mm-hmm.
I be dreaming about that, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, alhamdulillah.
You know, you have to be able to relate to the people.
Yeah.
You can be telling the truth, and you tell them what Allah said.
Yeah.
You know, you can be speaking the truth. You can be speaking what's right, and you tell them what Allah said. You know,
mm-hmm.
We just don't have to be quoting things. It's just a baby say that I'm saying what Allah said.
Yeah.
You know, it's a certain type of spirit you got to have.
You got to have
a certain position you got to take. A certain type of position you got to take. You know. And a person can feel you when you truthful and you real.
Yeah.
They can feel you. You know. And just the whole idea that a sister was trying to give other sister misreading of what how Akbar felt.
Mm-hmm.
That is bad witness to what I'm saying.
And the sister,
he didn't feel that way.
It's called kill your sister. Came out with. He said, I'm 86 years old. He said, I believe in one God. So what she say? He said, I believe in one God.
Allahu Akbar. So we definitely got to be able to relate to the truly
dawah, because you're talking to one-on-one, and people are looking. People sat around and looking. And you, and people are trying to pay for attention, and they watching you. Allah has blessed us to have the right information to deal with people that can help them through the Quran. And you had to get it, like you said, with the Quran thing.
And you don't have to stand there and read from the Quran.
No.
You can talk to the people.
You talk to the people.
And the people know they know the truth when they hear it, and they know when you is coming from God or when you coming from Satan.
That's what I'm saying. No. You know, the clear evidence of that, what I seen with my own eyes, I mean, everything has experience in it. I seen a man with overalls on. Looked like he a punk water. He punk water grabbed two guys, hugged him, and told him to keep teaching that message. This was man, his neck was red at five. I thought he could have choked two guys out, but he hugged two guys. Don't teach him that. Understand when you sincere, they can pick it up and they can understand and they can get something. Hey, and you think people,
yeah,
but you know, the good people are paying attention. So all praise to God. I use that right there to anybody who don't have confidence. And what they said, I don't see the results of that. Especially when you telling the people the truth, I see people act a certain way, act like and turn, come back, and they come there and thank you. A lot of times they want to give you some money. So I seen all of that. True. That's why Islam. One right, like he said, it's growing
it's growing by leaps and bounds. And we ain't got no big broadcast show to present Islam to the people. What we got basically is the words from our mouth going into their ears. That's basically what we got. Lord, you got the truth. Yeah. That's true. Okay, brother, you ready to say the thing that I mean? I know you are. As-salamu alaykum. But I mean. He busy, but selling no pick, whatever. Okay, brother, two jobs. You got the word with your mind. Give us the last word. Start with a prayer. I think you give us the last word. You got it.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I hear you. Could you hear me?
We hear you. We hear you. You got it?
Oh, okay. Okay, then. Praise be to Allah. We thank Allah much. I pray that we can get more of these young people online, and I just like to hear them talk, you know, and some of them don't know how to come. It takes time sometimes. It takes some time for them to get it right, but this is the idea. They took the step. That's what matters. They took the step and tried to speak the truth and try to convey their understanding of truth to you, you know. And that right there, I think that's enough. That's enough, you know. If we can get a few of them, just to say a few, you know, we don't want to tie them down, hold them to nothing. But just to hear what they got to say, and many times it will amaze you. It will amaze you. It sure will. So, brothers and sisters, it's that time. Mm-hmm. And we're going to close it up in prayer. We thank Allah for this opportunity. We pray that Allah bless us with the best of health and wake us up tomorrow. And praise be to Allah. And we have something new to bring you, inshallah. We came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. I'm going to say, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy mercy and grace, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor of those who go astray. Amen.
As-salamu alaykum. Juma Mubarak.
Juma Mubarak. Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah.